Now we're going to discuss what taxpayers are spending on the war with retired Marine Colonel Mark Kansian. He's a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So today marks 39 days since the U.S. started this war with Iran. How much has it cost?
Well, the budget cost of the Pentagon runs about $28 billion when you include the cost of the forces, the munitions, and the various losses to bases and aircraft.
Now, $28 billion, that's a lot of money. I saw an estimate that this daring and heroic rescue of the airmen in Iran was cost about $200 million to $500 million, given the equipment that was lost. The administration would say the expense of the war is worth it. What do you think that spending has bought for the American people that justifies such a cost?
Well, I'm going to defer that to the political realm. Depends on your view of the war. If you believe that we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, this was probably the moment to take action on that. On the other hand, the problem might have been managed, and in which case going to war was not worthwhile. So I'll leave it to the American people to make that decision. Of course, a lot depends on how this comes out. We're still in the war. We don't know what the ending's going to be. It could be relatively successful. It could be relatively disappointing.